last month after judges said it placed those who would be flown there at risk of being sent onwards to dangerous countries. Junior doctors in England are walking out again in their row over pay after talks broke down. They'll be on picket lines for 3 days from December the 20th and then again in January for 6 days. That second spell will be the longest strike in NHS history. Sir Julian Hartley from NHS Providers, which represents trusts, says it comes at a particularly difficult moment.
It's the timing that's so critical, in the sense that particularly that week after Christmas, in that first week in January, is a really, really pressured and busy time.
Israeli forces say they've stormed southern Gaza's main city, Khan Yunis. Israel's military also thinks it's been the most intense day of combat in 5 weeks of ground operations. Palestinians say there are no areas where they feel safe. This woman went to a hospital in the hope of finding shelter.
Everyone left. They were continuously shelling us last night. We just arrived, we were about to go to sleep. Then everything started. People were hit all around us. Everything was destroyed.
A woman who witnesses say is heavily pregnant has been stabbed in Aberfan. She's not in a life-threatening condition and a man has been arrested. In sport, England are playing Scotland in the Women's Nations League, knowing they must win if Team GB are to stand a chance of competing at the Olympics next summer. Currently, England are 1-0 up. And Luton against Arsenal gets underway shortly. Mikel Arteta's side can go 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League with a win tonight. There's yet to be a goal between Ross County and Motherwell. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. This is Phoenix FM.
You are now tuned.
M-C-E.
Hi, nice to talk to you, Rob.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Look, I just suggest we just sit here quietly in silence, okay?
Rob Harvey!
Synth City.
How sticky!
I wanna kiss on a bow-high stick.
I want you.
They are OMD. And I am Rob Harvey. Oh, look, it's a rhyme, bless. Good evening and welcome to Simp City. Tuesday, or whatever time you're catching the podcast edition, because at the moment, we're live and loud on Phoenix 98 FM. Oh, there's an instruction.
Stop breathing. There's a gas that will make you feel numb. Being stuck here for too long, the decline has begun. Same old story, the same boring place, same old everyday ways. You are down here. Start to move, get out, and you will be amazed.
Beautiful to fall. That's a Christmas message for you. Beyond the sherry. And incidentally, Perm and a few other artists have put together a little old Depeche Mode cover album. Not too sure if I'll get a chance to play it before the end of the year, because Christmas, I tell you, I've got loads to play. Not just in tonight's show, but over the next couple of nights, because the last show of the year is going to be all Christmas songs. Because it's on Boxing Day. But what about tonight, you cry?
Let go. Take a step, it's beautiful to fall.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Well, tonight, my darling, we've got my first Christmas tune, courtesy of Eden. Plus, we've got a new act to the show, Hella Mox. Plus, Dire Black are here. The Moons of Jupiter give you some dark noir. Piston Damp are here, a new single. And Louvre are here for Voxless. Plus, Positronic are back with a cool, uplifting tune. Piston Damp. That's what I'm going to be later. Stop it. And the recent single from Rogue FX has got a nice, cool remix of Drifting, the Isle 9 remix.
Roadhouse.
Realization, a clear sensation, set spirit free. You know you got to be. You're drifting, feeling drifting, drifting, feeling drifting, drifting, feeling drifting, drifting, feeling drifting.
Thank you.
to blow. Bitter pills have bitter blows. Don't sacrifice a future past. Mercury is rising, climbing through the atmosphere. Voices talking loud and clear. Destination, space and time. So we're drifting, drifting, feeling drifting.
Yes, I
what the hell is going on?
What?
rubber stamp there. And Endless Nights, featuring Inert. Playing that for the first time last week. You know how it works. I don't just play the once. And you might want to know, well, you might not want to know, that every year at Phoenix FM we have a presenter's pick for the year. So we pick an album, we pick a single, and I've done that. It took quite a lot, as always does. I know I'm going to never get it right, but that's just my opinion at the time when I wrote the message. And I'll tell you more about that in next week's show. Oh, I'm a little tease. Now, you're in Sweden, Malmo, on the 9th, this there Saturday. You'll be able to catch the dynamic duo, this Promenade Cinema, taken to the stage amongst the snow. And whilst you're enjoying that mispronunciation and cobblers I've just spoke, we've got brand new from Eden, getting us into the Christmas mood after this.
I don't know why.
It's almost a mantra for me, Alone in Parties. Alone at Parties has got a cool, spooky video to go with it, and they are Promenade Cinema. Time for brand new from Eden, Christmas a la Special.
Christmas with Phoenix FM.
And here we go, 1,000 Christmas lights.
Stay wrapped up from the chill outside.
cheeky little Christmas tune from Eden. And if you know what I mean about cheeky, I'll say no more. But having said that, I'm hearing Gloria in this.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Check us out on Facebook.
Can Rob DJ? How about a web search for it?
Forts. They are Two Electric Blue. If you enjoyed the Christmas tune from Eden, I might squeeze in another Christmas song, maybe two, in the show. It's going to be a general rollout, and you're okay. There'll be no wham in the show.
Thank you, man.
One thread to rule them all. One thread to find them. One thread to bring them all. And in the darkness bind them. To Synth City.
Yes, I might play the odd Christmas tune in tonight's show. It's the first show of December, but that's about as far as it goes at the moment. So Eden allow it, and I might squeeze in one or two more Christmas tunes in the evening. But I am kind of being honest, there'll be no wham, so you don't worry. If you haven't been whamageddoned yet, you're fine. You've got 2 hours of no chance of that happening. Now, in the show, we have a little talky bit, but before I get to that, we have a Facebook group for those who aren't aware, Simp City with Rob Harvey. And if you join the group on Facebook, I know it's the latest cutting-edge technology, all the kids are there, you can sort of chat to some of the artists, some of the creatives, and other loyal supporters of this their show. And it's Simp City with Rob Harvey, that's the name of the Facebook group. And I have to keep my eye out to let you into the group, but I think it's fairly easy these day and age to let any old soul in. And you'll notice the chat thread pinned to the top of the actual group, a fresh one every week, and you can chat and also maybe catch the name of some of the artists that I might mention on a passing whim. So for those who are in the room, let me quickly say hello, but in no particular order. Hello there to Carl, hello to Max, hello to Kevin, hello there to Andrew, hello to Michael, hello to Nicholas, hello to Peter. I hope you had a great gig on Friday down there in Chelmsfordshire. Hello to Jonas, hello to Marie, hello to Martin, hello to Darren, hello to Paul of the Humphreys of OMD sound like. Hello to Starman and herself. Hello to Brian as well. Hello to Adam as well. Over there in Stateside, I bet it's nice and warm over there. I have a woolly hat on the way in. Hello to Max as well. And hello there also to Kitty as well. And those of you who are wondering how I'm able to do this, if you click on any of the icons in the chat, Fred, and I can see your name, and then I can kind of say hello. And I have to twist my arm. Hello to Martin as well. And if I haven't said your name, that's usually because either... Hello to Paul. Well, coming in, they're ready money round, isn't it? Hello to my finance. Hello to Andrew as well. Right, I'm going to stop there, otherwise I have to twist my neck to see the other screen. Yeah. Yeah, bless me, contortionist. Now then, Christmas is but a jot away, and a friend of mine is very, very well organised. Maybe it's because she's got kids, and young kids, and you have to be, I suppose. But she's got this planned out, that event, doing this, and she's got post up to simulate every day. There's the advent calendar and all that kind of caper, and she's got Christmas parties, office parties, all those kind of things. And it just seems like every day... You know, I don't know the half of it. It's probably mapped right out to Christmas Day. And I'm exhausted seeing the post up. They're nice, but I'm exhausted by it. So I kind of wonder, because I'll be honest here, I don't... I let Christmas just happen, you know. If I'm party to it, I'm party to it. I just let it happen. So maybe you're different to me. Hopefully, you're not so bar humbug. Maybe you do plan your Christmas celebrations to the 8th degree and all the various events and stuff and really milk it right the way up to New Year's Eve, perhaps. Well, I'm just curious to know. Are you a Christmas heavy planner, or are you a light kind of Christmas let it happen type person? I know it's a very open kind of question. But yeah... You know, because there's nothing wrong in it. Nothing wrong being planning and doing it and stuff like that. But I'm exhausted by all that planning. That sounds like my day job. So, yeah, do you really plan out your Christmas celebrations and events? Or do you kind of let Christmas happen? Feel free to let me know. I'm just nosy like that. Electronic RV is the Twitter handle, if you want to. And we're still calling it Twitter. I'm not going to get into that business. What does Elon know about anything? And if you are in the Facebook group, feel free to let me know there. Do you plan Christmas to the 8th degree, or are you one of those people like me who just kind of let it happen? Well, whilst you're pondering that, I think I'm going to play my favourite all-time Christmas song. That doesn't say Christmas in it.
This is Sims.
Kate Bush.
Do, 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 do.
make it the best Christmas ever on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hello, Rob. It's only Mum.
They're on that there Twitter, Wire and Wasteland. Wire and Wasteland, all kind of one word. And their version of Depeche Mode's Stripped, given a very dark sonic version, which is kind of what I like. And it's all about me, you know. Me, me, me. Time for a brand new track from a brand new artist of the show, Hella Mox, they're called, and Time of Madness is their new tune.
Time
went wrong in the time when we never felt so strong, in the time when people ask for democracy. This growing feeling inside of me, inside of me.
With Rob Harvey.
What the deuce is all the commotion?
They're called Cold Connection and the current single Ashes. Before that, Hell Amox and Time of Madness. And from Madness to Dancing Like a Cobra. These are Pocket Knife Army. Next week I will mention what I picked as my single of 2023 and what my album is of 2023. I don't get to buy many albums, you know, these days, mainly because I've been playing singles on the show. So for those of you who know me for the last 8 years, are probably going to guess what my album of the year is. So that's not going to be a secret. You might even guess what the single is of the year. But if you want to know more, I'll do that all again next week. Well, not all again. Again, actually again. Bless me and my twisting tongue of fate. Stop it. Stop it. I'm not being rude. Now then, we've got brand new from Dire Black in just a moment, but one of my favourite other singles of the year. Just sublime. You could sink back into your seat and enjoy it. So before I play Dire Black's new tune, these are Strange Eyes and Romy's Dream.
It's loneliness seeped into
Strange Eyes and Romy's Dream. Right, Dire Black is here. With Helga Dreifjörner and a track called Free Mind.